Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Hold on to that number because right now we have CN from Wild Delight joining us for the next half hour to give us some great information on what's going on with the birds. So good morning, CN.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I could have done without the snowstorm we got, but that, you know, hey.
I know. What a tease this time of the year is. One day it's in the 50s, and the next day you've got snow.
Yeah, we had 60 degrees on Wednesday, and then 10 inches of snow on Friday up here, so.
Oof. Oh, ick. I know. It's a crazy time of the year. But so things are changing.
Definitely, and I know it confuses me, the weather, so I'm sure it confuses our birds. Because they're starting to migrate, right, or getting ready to.
Absolutely. I had show up yesterday an eastern towhee, and he was here again this morning. And I've noticed that I've got more goldfinches than normal to the point where I had to put out a second thistle tube. Because normally during the winter, I keep about a dozen of them. But the height of the season, I could have 50 to 60 of them. So they're even moving. So a lot of birds are moving, so I'm excited. This is going into a great time of the year.
So this means spring is really, really on its way.
Yes. I mean, I think Mother Nature's probably going to poke at us a few more times and send some cold, wintry weather our way a couple more times. You know, she's not quite done with us, but the birds are saying it's change is coming. So we got to get ready for them because these birds are going to be hungry.
Now, what should we be doing to get ready for the birds?
What I do is I switch out my feeders because I want to clean them. The ones that have been out during the winter, I want to take them down. And I've accumulated so many feeders over the years that I just fill up other ones and put them out and clean my winter feeders. And I use hot water, white vinegar, get them all cleaned up. I try and clean around the area and everything just to get that, because birds are messy. We all know that. They throw seed around. So you want to clean that all up as well and get them feeders prepped and ready for the onslaught of our migratory birds.
So you're telling me that birds are kind of like toddlers. They just let everything kind of go everywhere and leave it in the wake.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, I have a couple of parrots, and they're birds. They're messy, and that's what outdoor birds do best. And, you know, seeds and shells just all over the place. Now, if you want to avoid all the shells and stuff, you use a waste-free formula. So you won't get any of those shells. And if you're feeding putting your feeders out by your garden bed, you don't want, shells to germinate and grow. So use a shellless formula. And without the shells, those seeds can't germinate. So you've got clean feeding and clean garden beds.
Definitely. Now, it's interesting. When it comes to the garden, we talk about spring cleanups for, you know, everything that's left out there. We're almost doing really the same thing when it comes to our bird feeders, the birding areas that we're trying to attract them. You know, so you add it to our mix of our cleanup in the spring, right?
Absolutely. And what's important is if you're raking up those empty shells from the ground, a lot of people have asked me if they can put it in their compost pile. I don't do it. Sunflowers have this growth-inhibiting enzyme in it, and if you mix it into your compost and then put it in your garden, that enzyme is going to inhibit the growth of the flowers that you're planting. So I just rake it up, bag it, and throw it in the garbage. Don't compost empty shells.
Well, it's good to know for those out there who are thinking, all right, well, you know, it's biodegradable. I should just compost it.
Right.
Not everything is great for the compost. Can actually do some, you know, take away what you're trying to do. So
exactly.
It's great. That's a huge point, because a lot of the things that we're cleaning up for the garden in the spring, we're just throwing in the compost. So we don't want to do that with the bird seed.
Right. Right. Because I have a compost pile in my backyard, and I put, you know, I have a leaf shredder. I shred all the leaves, put it in there, turn it, but all the empty shells, everything underneath my feeders gets put into a bag and just thrown away. And you really do need to clean that up because, you know, number one, you don't want it sprouting. But number two, with it laying there in your yard, it's going to, you know, get moldy and just nasty. And if you've noticed underneath feeders, if the grass isn't growing, it's the sunflower shells. It's that enzyme in the sunflower that's inhibiting the growth as well. So rake that up. I usually do it at least once a week. You know, rake it up, just throw it in a bag and in the garbage it goes.
That's great to add to this because, you know, a lot of the listeners will feed the birds, and we've talked about, you know, bringing the feeders closer to the home during the winter months, so it's easier to put the food there. It's easier. You can see the birds a little bit easier. And now those are the areas where we frequent the most in the yard. So if the seed underneath it is covering it, all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm not going to feed the birds. When in fact, what it really is just we got to clean up. So it's definitely a good thing.
When it was so warm and all the snow melted, you can see the mess, and it's just like, oh, I got to get out here and clean that up. And then, lo and behold, another snowstorm comes through and covers it all up again.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that is definitely on my agenda to clean up as soon as it gets warm enough.
Awesome. So we should be cleaning the feeders, switching them out. Now, what birds, you know, you mentioned a bird that's already started to show up, some of the finches a little bit. What are we going to start to see some of the more popular birds that people are going to just say, oh, I know that name, I know that name? You'll be surprised, obviously, of what birds people know. But when are we going to start seeing some more popular birds, if you will?
Well, around me, I get the rose-breasted grosbeaks. They'll come back. The catbird. Orioles. I cannot wait for the orioles to come back. They make such a beautiful song. Indigo buntings. Oh, my goodness. Catching me off guard. There's so many that come through. Oh, your warblers will come through, and there's such a huge variety of warblers. Now, most of them traditionally are not seed eaters. They're more insect eaters, but they will go to water. So definitely have a water feature out there. And if you can, have, you know, moving water, a little fountain or something like that, they'll come to water. You can put out some insect bluebirds. Everybody wants bluebirds. Now, they do come through. They don't. My area is not great for their nesting habitat, but they do come through. So I put out mealworms for them. So bluebirds will migrate through, too. So, yeah, there's just a huge variety of birds coming our way.
And, you know, with the mealworms, I find that most people just know bird food, right? They know,
right?
You know, just the mixes, you know, your cardinal food, your songbird food, those types of things. But, you know, I want to touch a little bit on, like, the mealworms. And what else, you know, what other birds are they good for?
There are a lot of birds that just gobble up mealworms. I put them out, and let me tell you, I've got wrens that just devour them. So, and they're so cute to watch. The titmouse will take them. The chickadee will take them. So, yeah, mealworms are great. But if you want, they do make special mealworm feeders. Now, mealworms you want to keep dry. So, you know, if you throw them right on the ground, they're going to absorb the water and they get mushy and nasty. So you want to keep them dry. So they do make these mesh holders that you can put your mealworms in and hang them up so that they're contained, they're dry, and the birds will gobble them up. Now, if you're trying to target, like, bluebirds, and like I said, there's a lot of birds that'll eat the mealworms, so especially, you know, even your sparrows will eat it. They do make special mealworm feeders that it's basically a glass jar on its side in a wooden holder that the bluebirds have to go in to get the mealworms. So bluebirds are crevice dwellers, so they have no problems going into it, whereas it will dissuade a lot of your sparrows and stuff from gobbling up all the mealworms.
All right, so some really good information coming out of this. We're going to take a break here. We get back more with Cian from Wild Delight. So hang tight with me. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Right now we are joined by CN from Wild Delight. We're talking about, you know, birds are coming back into the area. They're migrating towards us, you know, and what to be doing. You know, we talked about cleaning the feeders. We talked about cleaning underneath the feeders. You know, we touched base a bit on, you know, water sources, right? We talk about having water sources all year round, but, you know, we want to attract the birds to our yard. So a water source can really help that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, especially in the wintertime when most water sources are frozen. To have a heated bird bath out there to offer them water is great. Everybody needs water. And even if a bird doesn't eat seed, they still need to drink. So water is an excellent way to bring birds into your yard.
Awesome. So what else should we be doing to get prepared for the birds coming to our yard?
Well, aside from cleaning up the area and getting feeders out there, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say that they stop feeding in the spring because birds can forage. There's really, you know, if we don't have a lot of snow cover during the winter, birds forage year-round. Birds only derive about 20% of their diet from your feeders, so you're not creating a dependency or anything like that. You're just giving them a little bit of an extra boost. And you get them to stop in your yard so you can enjoy them. So I feed year-round. So get a good quality feed out there. Avoid mixes with cracked corn, red Milo, wheat, oats. I've seen some weird stuff thrown into bird food, and it's just not what the birds want. They want that high-fat protein diet. So use sunflower or nut meats. You know, fruit is an excellent antioxidant.
You seem to be breaking up a little bit, CN. I do apologize on that.
Let me step outside. Can you hear me better?
I can hear you perfect now.
Sometimes I don't get good cell service, so I have to step outside.
Now, I know you were saying that the different types of food with the heavy, you know, the fruit, they're looking for fatty type foods. We can continue to do that for them.
Absolutely. You know, they're moving. They're also, you know, aside from migrating, they're going to be entering into breeding season too. So they're going to need that extra fat and protein and energy to, you know, make their nest and have babies. And plus, you know, if they have a food source, they tend to nest in that area so you can enjoy them more. And there's so much fun seeing, you know, the mama birds and daddy birds bringing their babies to the feeders and basically showing them the ropes. So everything is connected. So water, great food, you know, and bring them birds into your yard so you can enjoy them. I mean, that's why we feed the birds.
So it's so important. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said a lot of people just say, okay, well, you know, winter's over, I'm going to stop feeding. Well, you're not going to get the birds that you want in your yard. So you've got to continue feeding throughout the season and throughout the year, really.
Absolutely. I feed year-round. You know, I want to see them. I want to give them that little extra, you know, to keep them healthy. And I mean, this time of the year, I mean, I get very little housework done because I'm so busy watching, you know, my feeders looking for that new bird. Like when that towhee showed up yesterday, I was glued to the window for an hour.
Yeah, I definitely, when this type of year, I mean, they are the signal that spring is on its way. I mean, the chirping, the songs that they start to sing right in spring goes hand in hand with getting ready for the garden. And we should make sure we're getting ready for the birds to come at the same time. I'm sure at this point we can start moving some of the feeders back to where we would have them normally, although who knows what the snow is going to happen, but we're getting there, right?
Yeah, you know, I guarantee the minute everybody moves their feeders further out into the yard is when we'll get another big snowstorm, right?
All right, so maybe everybody out there wait a little bit longer so we're not going to get another snowstorm. But, Sianne,
exactly.
I appreciate you coming on, as always. Tons of information, great information, so thank you.
Thank you. You have yourself a great day. Happy birding.
You as well. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food, for dramatic results.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the world focuses on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, North Korea launches a ballistic missile into the sea on Sunday. The missile launch was the eighth of its kind this year. Some experts say North Korea has been trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long-stalled disarmament talks. 64 civilians have died in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Ukraine's president says the attacks are continuing from the Russians.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
This is USA Radio News. Republicans are continuing to criticize the actions and steps President Biden has taken so far against Russia for invading Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee reacting to the Russian sanctions on Fox News by saying, too little, too late.
We should have done this months ago, weeks ago. That would have had an impact of deterrence. Now what we're talking about are sanctions that may have some impact in terms of penalization, but it's not going to have any deterrent effect.
The White House is looking to Congress for over $6 billion in defensive aid for Ukraine, in addition to the $350 million in military assistance approved by the president. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to say thank you again to Cianne from Wild Delight. Some great information that we should be doing to clean up after the birds for the season. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Brian is in New Hampshire.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. My question is on some lilacs. So basically, there's a stockade fence that separates my yard from my neighbor's yard. And probably 18 years ago, maybe, my daughter planted lilacs all along the fence. So for a while, they're good now. I haven't had the time to maintain them over the years. I should have. Some of them are about 12 feet high. Most of them are that big, and they probably span a distance of about 75 feet, in a row. So I want to keep them. I know I looked at YouTube back last fall, and the guy was saying cut them right down towards the ground, but I'm not sure that necessarily is the correct thing to do. So that's why I'm giving you a call.
Gotcha. Now, so how what color lilacs are they? What are they mostly like? A mixture? Are they purple? Are they white?
No, there's a mixture. There's some white. There's some purple. Probably a couple of shades of purple. And there's also some white ones as well.
Okay. So what I would look for you to do some of the pruning on these lilacs, is wait until after it's done flowering.
After the season, okay, yeah?
Yeah, so right now, if you were to prune your lilacs, you'd be pruning out this year's flowers.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you want to wait until after the flowers are done blooming, so that we can clean it up and build from there. Usually, we wait until, lilacs are about 6 to 8 feet tall, depending upon the variety, but it seems like a lot of them are already well over that.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't, prior to that, it doesn't require a lot of pruning because we're trying to get them to that bigger stage to be full and take over. So I would be looking at specific areas of the lilac. I'd be looking at any, like, cross branches from the lilacs. And when I say that, I know it's hard because it's a bush, and so a lot of them are filling out. I would look more towards, if you can see in the center of the plant, and look and see if any of those branches are rubbing in the lower parts and thin one or two out.
Okay.
The reason being is the plant is so big, you know, it moves a lot in the wind. If it rubs and scratches the other side of the bark, you're going to be opening up the door for other pathogens, insects, all those things to happen. So that's really step one. We're looking to get rid of some of those cross branches, but what it's also doing is thinning out the plant so that, like, a powdery mildew doesn't happen later on in the season. Because that's usually what happens to a lot of lilacs, right? Is they're done blooming, we get into a really rainy season, and then all of a sudden all the leaves turn white. So we're trying to do like a little bit of a preemptive here. So you're also going to look at any of the shoots that are kind of like, they just don't belong. They're ones that you're saying, all right, well, the shape of this plant is more of a cone, and this one's just shooting out. So we'll remove some of those unsightly, you know, not very, like, good-looking branches, you know what I mean? So it's like the branches that just don't belong there. So we'll get rid of some of those. And then what I would do to kind of regenerate some of the growth is prune back by a third in general the rest of the plant. You know, round it out to whatever you're looking to do. And I say third, I wouldn't go much more than a third on there.
Okay. And that's just going across the top, basically? I mean,
Yeah, in the sides around it.
Yeah, okay.
Some people, you know, some people will say, you know, you can prune everything right down to the ground. I personally, I wouldn't do that because we're trying to get our plants to about 6 to 8 feet tall before we really... They're really developed. They're on their own. They're not. You don't need as much from us. They just need some pruning here and there.
Okay.
So if you were to start and cut everything down, you're going to start again.
Okay.
And then we're going to get to that. You're not going to have as much flowers, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, some of them, you might thin it out to the point where it seems like the plant is missing like a third of it, and that's okay sometimes. So you'd be pruning out some of the branches that just to allow airflow to go in there. That's a huge thing when it comes to plants as well. And those ones, you could cut those shoots back to the ground. And, you know, you might get some new sprouts coming out from underneath, which would be fine because it'll make it thicker there. But the idea is it's opening up. You're going to get a little bit more light, a little bit more airflow. When it rains, the water is going to be able to hit the soil versus sitting on the leaves and get right to the plant where you need it. So, you know, I would really wait till after it's done flowering and then start doing this pruning.
Okay.
If, you know, you could early spring, if you do see some dead and damaged branches, those are ones that I would prune out early because they're not going to help with the longevity of the plant. They're only could affect the way that it, you know, the plant develops for that season. But again, once it's done flowering, you can prune off the flowers, but then prune off the rest of it by about a third. I would also look at feeding it with like a all-purpose, like a 10-10-10. You could even use like a holly tone. Feeding them is going to help with any of like shock from being pruned, right? It's just going to give them something back so that they're going to give you something back by regrowing. And I'm not saying pruning them is going to make them not grow. It's just, you know how it is. If we get injured, we, you know, get medicine, we get food, etc. The plant wants the same thing. That's what it's looking for. So I would do that you know, feed it early in the spring, like a 10-10-10 or a holly tone. And then after you prune it, feed it again with like a 10-10-10 as well.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. I have a plan, and I'm glad I called you to avoid cutting them as far back as they told me on YouTube. So thanks.
Yeah, you know, you can get a lot of good things on YouTube. I'll tell you, I use it myself to figure out some things. I'm not going to lie, but it's always good to double check. There are certain plants that you would cut all the way back, so I get it.
Yeah, that seemed kind of drastic to me, so I'm glad
definitely.
I called you.
All right, okay, Brian. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. In about 25 minutes or so, we're going to have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. So stay tuned for that. A lot of great information. We're going to start really talking spring and getting ready for that, you know, program for your lawn. It's things to really be thinking about. We'll talk a bit about the soil tests and going forward, what you should be doing to get them. And it's going to help you have a stronger fertilization program by using a soil test, right? So one thing I want you to think about, and we'll touch base on the soil test and what we can do for you, but what I want to touch base on right now is how to take the soil test. So the soil test, we're looking for about a pound of soil to send away to a lab that's going to look at it, get you all those ideas. They're going to get you your pH. They're going to get you the elements that are in there. But how do we get to that pound? So, say you're taking a garden bed. It's 10 by 10. I always try to go to the four corners, and I don't mean like right in the corner. I mean, come out a little bit from the corners, but get the four corners, and then get the middle of the garden bed. But what I want to do is I want to take a regular shovel, stick it into the ground, and then at the tip of the shovel, where the point of the shovel is, that's the soil that I want to get tested. I don't want to get the soil that's up above, because that's going to have more nutrients, because you're more likely than not have been fertilizing the past season, and it's going to be closer to the top. I want it deeper into the soil to tell what's really going on there, because we want our roots to go deep. So get that shovel in there. Basically, what I've always done is I put the shovel in the ground as far as I can, take that first scoop out. So I have that about 6 inches down. Then I'm going to take the soil from below that area. I'll take it in the four corners in the center. What I'll usually do is put it in like a 5-gallon bucket and let it sit for 24 to 48 hours outside, as long as it's not raining, but put it outside in the sun to dry it out a little bit. Why do we want to do that? Well, we don't want to ship waterlogged soil. We don't want to ship the water. We want to just ship the soil to where it needs to go. So drying it out a little bit is actually going to help you get the soil that you need. You're not testing water. You're testing the soil itself. That was a tip that we got from our buddy Daryl up in Vermont. That was huge to me. It was like game changing. It made more sense. So I want you to be thinking about that when it comes to taking the soil sample. So again, four corners in the center, at least 6 to 8 inches down in the soil is where you're going to get it. And you're looking for about a pound. A pound is like a small Ziploc bag full of soil. So you're going to want to have that soil mixed up. So you're going to want to take a scoop of each, put it into that 5-gallon bucket, mix it thoroughly so we get an idea of the whole garden bed. Let it dry, then get it in the container to ship. A lot of times, Like Natural Alternative, on their website, you sign up for the soil test. They have a bag that they send you to put the soil in. Then you ship it out for them. What does this do? And I know I've talked about it a million times, but this is going to help us know what's going on in the soil and what we need to fertilize and what we don't need to fertilize. Do we need more nitrogen? Do we need less nitrogen? Do we need more phosphorus? What do we need? And that's what the soil tests tell us. I feel like I talk about it all the time, but I think it is one of the most important things out there is feeding the soil versus just the lawn or the garden. Because we're feeding those roots to go deeper and get stronger for us. So think about it with the soil test this year. We're going to discuss that with Karen in a bit, but I wanted to tell you how to really get that sample. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, earlier this week I got an email in regards to using wood ash in gardens. I said, oh yeah, you definitely use it. And then I read the email from Val, and it said, is it okay to use wood ash in your garden when the ash comes from wood pellet burning stove? And I went, oh, wait a minute. That's a little different. But then I kind of realized a lot of wood pellets are compressed and actually with a little bit of moisture versus like a something to hold them together, right? The wood is ground up, beaten down, etc. So, it is still just as good as using the ash that you would use in like a wood stove. Thing about it is the majority of wood pellet stoves will burn most of the wood pellet into, you know, not have a lot of ash. That being said, if you have it, why not use it? So a lot of people will use it to enrich the soil. You know, put it into the garden just as a layer over the top, a nice layer. Mix it into the soil. But realize, you know, wood pellet ash is alkaline. So you got to take a look at that soil pH. Back to the soil test again. I know, I'm sorry. But the idea is don't use it on plants that are acid-loving, like blueberries, rhododendrons, azaleas. We don't want to affect their ability. You know, you're not putting a ton of it on there. You're doing a nice level mix. But if you're constantly putting it on, every couple weeks, that's where it could affect the pH levels. We want to keep on acidic plants the pH down. What else can you use the wood pellet ash for? Mix it into your compost. You got to clean it out every once in a while, and maybe you're not storing it, but you can throw it into the compost pile. That will lower that pH level of compost heap because the material will decompose a little bit more when it becomes more acidic. So that's going to help there. Again, you can put it directly onto the soil. Right about this time, once the snow's gone. But I think the biggest thing is using it on like a vegetable garden. Now, I don't remember a lot about living in Massachusetts as a kid, but I do remember my father always cleaning out the ash and throwing it and sprinkling it over the garden bed. The thing that it does is it helps when it's around the base of plants, help kill slugs, snails, and other of the soft body type pests that are trying to climb up the plant. So it's not a bad thing. There's a lot of benefits from it. Like I said, the only thing I would do is not throw it on acidic loving plants. That way you're not affecting them. And mostly just using it in the garden and compost. So when I first got the question, like I said, I was like, well, wood pellet is a little bit different than firewood. The way it's processed, the way it's made, it's got almost feels like there's a coating on it, but that's the thing. It's the same wood. A lot of it's compressed with like a little bit of water to it, so it's not going to affect it. There's no like chemical in it that's going to hurt it. So wood pellet ash can be used just like wood ash from your wood stove. So beneficial, just keep it away from your acidic loving plants, and you will you can have some success with it. So Val, I appreciate the call. Great question. I appreciate the email, not the call. Great question, because you made me think for a bit. So wait a minute. That's a good thought. So I appreciate it. But definitely you can use wood pellet ash for your garden the same way you would be using the wood ash from your wood stove. Now, coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes when we come back from the next break, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. We're going to be discussing a number of things. That fertilizer program is coming up. We'll also touch base on inhibitor. And we'll talk soil tests, like I said. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.